All right. Megan loves learning, exploring, and sharing ideas. She frequently tests speech ideas with unsuspecting seatmates on flights. Give it up for Megan.
Hi. Okay, I admit it. I love patterns. I see patterns everywhere I look. I've seen patterns since I was young. This one, really nice. You can easily see a fractal pattern. Who's with me and loves fractal patterns? Thank you, I'm with the right people. I also see patterns in how we live. I kind of think about as we are within, so we are outside here. There's a picture of our neurons firing in our brain when we have fantastic thoughts, and it looks a little bit like our cities all lit up at night, the way that we live. Now, if anybody's with me on the AI, machine learning, that's all about pattern recognition too, which I think is pretty fantastic. And I almost wish I could apply that to myself right now. Like, can somebody please tell me the patterns of my life so that I can keep doing the amazing ones and take out the ones that aren't working? So this is the journey that I have set out recently. I want to observe my thoughts, my circumstances, and my emotions, because I'm pretty sure there's some crazy shit about me that I don't know that I don't know that is running my life. So I'm looking at all patterns, everything. This is like walking patterns, Monday and a Wednesday. And I notice that the places that I go, I have pretty similar conversations. The things that I see makes me think the same things that I've thought on a Monday and a Wednesday. I also started recognizing the patterns that I have in my head. I like to call those crazy little shit thoughts my thought viruses. Anybody have thought viruses? Like, get the fuck out, seriously. Just little phrases like, oh, I could do that later. Totally harmless. It has been driving my life. So now I've been working on breaking all the shit habits, breaking my thought viruses, and also trying to build some new ones. But really I noticed that the pattern was around breaking stuff. I was like, well, that's kind of shitty. Like, who am I if I just want to break myself? And then I asked myself this very powerful question. Do I have unique patterns for success? Like, is there something innately in me, the way that I live life, who I am, how I see the world, that's actually really helpful? And what if I just focused on that? So that was a big question. Kind of thought like unique fingerprints, the way that we show up in the world. And perhaps there's something that if I looked hard enough, I could see these unique patterns of success and then apply them more. Little did I know how crazy that was going to be and how it's changing my life. It has taken a little while, though. When I first started this inquiry about a year ago, or even more recently, a couple months ago, it felt like looking through a forest. In my present moment, I was like, why am I behaving this way? What's happening? Are there circumstances I keep putting myself in? It felt like a crazy forest until I put on the glasses, kind of a lens or a filter of me looking back at my life and looking at the past. I'm like, maybe there's some patterns of my past that can hold a secret for me. And of course, I revisit all the beautiful memories that I have of my past, and some of my favorite ones are traveling. I was 17 when I decided to go spend a year abroad in Belgium. And I lived in France. Actually, this is me traveling in Italy at that time, and I loved it. I loved life. I loved the people that I was meeting. I loved the person that I was at that moment. And of course, that started a lot of other travel. I've been to, 20 plus countries. I think this is in Cinque Terre with my husband. He probably took the picture. Everybody say hi to Marty. In fact, Marty also has a lot of travel patterns. Here's us in Brazil. Who doesn't want to be there? Seriously? Oh, Chicago winter coming. So we have this pattern. Both of us love who we are when we jump into the unknown, when we set into a moment to meet people, to be in an environment that we don't find ourselves in. And then we had the light bulb moment. Ding, ding, ding. Actually, my husband had it a year after I did. All right, but anyway, he came back from London. He was like, we are ready. Let's do this. Let's travel. Only kicker is, it's not just us. We have kids now. We have 3-year-old twins. That's Kira and Sebastian. So we have decided this crazy move just literally a couple weeks ago to take our family, sell everything we own, our townhouse in the West Loop, leave everything that we know to travel around the U.S. Travel around the world for a year or two. And this is me, like literally right now in this moment. Holy shit! Like, holy shit, did we just make this decision? This talk is about processing this decision. Putting these slides together was all about, holy shit, are we doing this? So the idea is, in a couple weeks, we're listing our home on the market. We are selling everything that we have, and we are traveling around the world to show our kids the world, not just to tell them about it, not just to read it in a book, to live it. The idea is that we start in South America, in Brazil, 3 to 6 months in a location at a time, so South America first, We'll head over to Europe after a little jaunt back here in the summer to visit the grandparents, and then ultimately next winter in Australia. So the question is, I didn't realize that it was an act of bravery to ask myself the question, what are my patterns of success? And I ask you, do you have the courage to ask yourself, what are your patterns of success? And can you live your life like that?